This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And today, more live music. In the final in our series of live holiday music performances, singer-songwriter Ellis Paul is with us. Ellis might not have become a professional musician if it weren't for a sports injury. While attending Boston College on a track scholarship, he was hurt, sidelined, and picked up the guitar to pass the time. Now, more than 20 years later, he's been dubbed the Dean of the Boston School of Songwriting, known for his modern folk sound. Here he is with Snow in Austin, a song from his new holiday album, City of Silver Dreams.
I woke up, frost in the windows. I'd been sleeping in a snow globe town. 6 inches on the ground. You said I'd never see a white Christmas. Snow angels never make it to Texas. But you're wrong. Singing Hank Williams songs. If snow can fall, Austin, why can't you fall here in my arms? So you say your home is Boston. Hey, what's New England got on all these Texas charms to move? They dance on the ground, armadillos upside down. Have you ever seen a cactus Christmas tree? Come see. If snow can fall in Austin, why can't you fall here in my arms? So you say your home is Boston. Hey, what's New England got on all these Texas charms to move? They dance on the ground, armadillos upside down. Have you ever seen a cactus Christmas tree come home? Come on home. Snow's coming down. It's Christmas in this town.
All right, that's Ellis Paul playing Snow in Austin from his new holiday album, City of Silver Dream. He'll be playing 4 shows between Sunday and Monday at Club Passim in Cambridge, and he'll be giving 2 special family concerts on New Year's Eve at Boston's First Night Celebration. Ellis Paul, it's great to meet you face-to-face. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me, Anthony. And it's good to be here.
And that was just beautiful. Let me also introduce Radoslav Lorkovich, who was playing the accordion so beautifully. Welcome to Radio Boston to you, too.
Well, it's lovely to be here in the holidays.
Ellis, tell us about that song. I love the line, so you say your home is Boston. Hey, what's New England got on all these Texas charms?
Well, I wrote it after it was around 2003, I guess, 2004. There was a huge blizzard in Texas in December, in the month of December, covered the whole state, and I was touring down there. And I thought to myself, man, this would be a great Christmas song, because I didn't know it snowed in Texas. And Texas and Austin, especially. Austin has a connection with Boston because it's a songwriter's town and musician's town, much like Boston is. So I was able to link the two cities together, and And I really love singing that song because it reminds me both of New England and Texas at the same time.
And of course, you've got some great roots here in New England. You grew up in Maine. You had a huge influence in the sort of folk revival in the 80s here in Boston. Do you still, when you come back to Boston, does it still sort of light you up in a certain way?
It does. It feels like home to me. Yeah. And it probably always will. I feel like Maine is sort of where I grew up, in Boston where I became an adult, and the rest of it is just trying to find a warm place in between visits, really.
That's something that a lot of us relate to. You know, we mentioned that this title, which I'm not sure that you're comfortable with, but I know it's only meant in the best way, the Dean of the Boston School of Songwriting. What is the Boston School of Songwriting?
Well, you know, it's interesting. That's something that a reporter, Scott Alaric, for the Boston Globe,
sure,
tagged me with, and I've been sort of living with that ever since. But I think it's a literate kind of songwriting. It's lyric based, lyric driven, and a lot of people that came out of that era of songwriters from the Boston music scene in the 90s were doing it along with me. And so I don't feel like I'm responsible for it, but I was definitely a participant in it, and still am.
Well, I'd love Ellis Paul to take as much, to hear as much as we can in the time we've got left. Can you do us another song off your new album?
Sure. This is a Christmas song. Just put out a Christmas album called City of Silver Dreams, and the song's about Mary. It's called Mary, Mary. Mary, Mary, oh, the night came soon. You carried a baby across the sea of dunes, born to a mad world. Weren't you once a young girl? How many days, how many days have gone? Star child, eyes wide, laying at your breast, a stable, a fable, nights without a rest. Mystics, magi, wise men, a king, a child, a godsend. How many days, how many days have gone? And mother, please close your eyes when you think of me. Oh, children, only angels know their destinies, their destinies. Christmas came by you, and your motherhood, the pain, the good, the angels sing hallelujah. Born to a mad world, weren't you once a young girl? How many days, how many days, how many days, how many days, how many days have gone? How many days, how many days have gone?
So pretty. That's Ellis Paul live in studio singing Mary Mary off his brand new holiday album, City of Silver Dreams. Ellis Paul, that was terrific.
Thank you.
I love what Radoslav's accordion adds to this, too.
Just, you know, he's often on piano on that song, but it's just nice to hear it in a new context.
It was, that song's accordion debut.
Yes, it was. First time ever.
Nicely done. It worked really, really well.
Ellis
Paul, you're another label that you've been tagged with, a songwriter's songwriter. And I want to ask you about that sort of songwriting process. How does it work for you? You're such a wordsmith. Do these ideas sort of tumble out of you, or is it hard?
Well, yeah, it's a combination of I think the editing process is hard. And that's where the meat and potatoes of the real work takes place.
Sure.
And the first part is inspiration and just keeping your ears open for an idea that will fly by, and you have to snag it out of the proverbial river of, you know, universality that we all share, and then you have to put your elbow into it and your elbow grease and make it shine and get to the point and write about the thing that you care about in a way that everyone will understand your meaning and intent.
Well, speaking of things that you care about, I read that before your music career took off, you worked as a social worker in Boston working with inner city kids. And I'm curious about that and how that changed you or maybe even influenced you as a songwriter. That work?
Well, I came from a real small farming town up in Maine, so there was sort of a wide-eyed city, you know, thrown into the midst of the city and going into these pretty tough neighborhoods in town and picking kids up and dragging them out of bed and getting them to school. And it was definitely it gave me an objectivity and appreciation that I don't think I would have gotten in any other field. So I'm thankful for that time. But I have to say social work is a hard job, and I admire everybody that commits to it and does it, because it's difficult.
It's difficult work, requires people, I guess, with a social conscience. And speaking of that, you're a big fan and influenced in a big way by Woody Guthrie, right?
I am.
I'd love to hear you talk a little bit about him and sort of how he has inspired you.
Well, I think the main thing is his the lyric quality is so great. He's definitely a champion of the word, and he sang kind of like a door hinge, so he had to work with language in a different way than most people that are typical singers, you know. And so his use of language and his writing style is really influential. And and then his, you know, he's writing about things he cares about. He's not writing for a commercial aspect that's guiding his choices. And he's writing to inform people and to educate people and to help make change in the world. And I think that's what defines folk music.
The last time I talked to you was about a year ago. You'd done a terrific CD of kids' music called The Hero in You, which was just great, and you played live for us. Now you're doing your first holiday album, and I understand you're back in the studio recording something new. So tell us about
that. Yeah, I'm doing a new adult-based CD, which is really what I do. It's not a side project like this Christmas thing is and the kids' things are. So I'm back in the studio. I've been recording down in Atlanta, and should have a record out by spring, hopefully.
And does it have a name?
Right now we're calling it Chasing Beauty, but
Chasing Beauty, nice.
You never know where it's going to go from there.
Now, you've got a great sort of a campaign going on right now, sort of a public campaign, since this album is going to be self-produced and fan-funded, and this isn't the first time you've done this, right?
Yeah, it's the second time. We did this about 4 years ago for the last record that we did, and you know, this is sort of the new paradigm of the music industry is people reaching out to people that are fans of their music rather than having a big conglomerate in between where you don't own your music and you're really working for the man, so to speak. So it's nice to have all those choices in my hands.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I'm wondering, you know, I've talked to performers who lament the fact that they can't get the support from a record label to do what they want to do. But I'm wondering, in a way, if this direct funding thing with fans is a good thing because it puts you sort of directly in contact with the people who care most about your music.
That's the upside of it. The downside of it is you have to play the record label and you have to make those record label choices. So it's a new part of the business for me and my management company. So it's you know, we're still learning. But the great thing about it is the music is mine. Mm. I get to own all those recordings, and I don't have to fight anyone for attention. I get to put all the intention in it in myself, and so I'm really happy, and the fundraising is going great.
Well, Ellis Paul, it's such a pleasure having you in here. I want to just remind our listeners that you're going to be doing four shows between Sunday and Monday at Club Passim in Cambridge. You're also going to be performing two special family concerts on New Year's Eve at Boston's First Night Celebration, and we've got time for one more song to play us out. I'd just be so happy if you could do that for us.
Sure. This one is called Chasing Beauty. Let's shoot out the satellites and throw in wishes at the twilight. Oh, we were raging, blazing occasionally, raising a bottle to the night. You said every dream that could cross our lips lies just beyond our fingertips. So I got some, and some I let slip right through my fingers. Time we both lost track. Time was an open road. You can't look back. We're chasing beauty. Beauty on an open road. Ooh-hoo. We are refugees.
And we'll leave you today with Ellis Paul and Chasing Beauty. Radio Boston's a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'll be out next week. Meghna will be back. Be sure to join her then. I'm Anthony Brooks, and from all of us at Radio Boston, have a happy and peaceful New Year.
Never be captured like a box kite. You'll never be held down by a ghost town watching the world spin circles in the night. You said a woman in motion stays in motion, can't be stopped by mountain man or ocean. So tell me, is your world so fast that you can't stand still at a crossroads time? We both lost track. Time was an open road. You can't look back. We're chasing beauty. Beautiful.